Blog Talk Radio.
They call me royalty, like the Queen of England. And I'm on a mission, I'm here for a reason. Only here for a season, until the leaves change. He's knocking on the door of your heart where the wreath hangs. And my suggestion is that you might wanna answer it. Cause God's grace really ain't nothing to tamper with. But you reject him, saying I can handle it. You gon' end up in a dark place with no candle lit. And trust me, I know what it feels like to have everything going for you, but you don't feel right. You sticking to this world like you wearing steel spikes, cause it's looking real nice. Homie, this is real life. I used to be the kid who's chasing after titles, while idols become your rivals and rivals become entitled to treat you with some respect. Wanna be considered an equal. They bow into your album, anticipating a sequel to prove a point like a needle. Showing them that I'm worth it. I'm not perfect, that's for certain, but showing them that I'm working. Been writing rhymes with a purpose. I'm fine on the surface, but hurting behind the curtains. Cursing under my breath every time I fall to temptation. Amazing how his grace can cover all my misbehaving. People already saying my generation won't make it. Chill, they just overlooking and underestimating.
I was a sinner, I was dumb and unclean. Now they call me royalty. I'm the son of the king, not trying to waste my life. All this time I've been giving, Christ died, now he's risen. I'm proud to be a Christian.
And I do it for the Lord, cause the Lord's the one I live for. Do it for the Lord, cause the Lord's the one I live for. Do it for the Lord, cause the Lord's the one I live for.
No compromise, I know that I can give him
okay,
more.
Okay, so perfect's what I strive to be, so I'm not who I like to be. If I was someone else, I wouldn't hang out with the likes of me. Leaning on my own strength, I'm tired like Meineke. Hip-hop is a stress relief, my lyrical diary. So many inquiries, problems and dilemmas. I try to follow his will, but it messes with my agenda. I don't trust my own choices. I wish he could prevent you from this sin that's so familiar. Judah, Denise, and Kenya, my family of insanity. Repetition's tradition, I'm trying to avoid commitment. Hear the word and never listen. Decisions, man, they easier said than done. The rain, let it come, or just lower my head and run. You're never forever young, get in his word and get it done. Cause the life I'm trying to pass, kinda like a mammoth one. See, martyrs are like ballers, going for the goal and getting hung. Sinners are like beginners, falling once and giving up. I hope you listen up, this information is key. The boxer was holding grace, he disintegrated for me. But that was back in the days, I was lacking the faith. Now I work for the king, got some dragons to slay.
I was a sinner, I was dumb and unclean. Now they call me royalty, I'm the son of the king. Not trying to waste my life, all this time I've been giving. Christ died, now he's risen, I'm proud to be a Christian.
And I do it for the Lord, cause the Lord's the one I live for. Do it for the Lord, cause the Lord's the one I live for. Do it for the Lord, cause the Lord's the one I live for.
No compromise, I know that I...
What is going on, my friends, my family? How are you doing? This is Renew Radio. Thank you for joining us tonight at 8 p.m. along with my co-host, the beautiful author, writer, speaker, and I honor to call her my wife, Aria Perry. Aria, how are you doing today?
Hello.
You doing good?
Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me co-host with you tonight.
Well, thank you for joining us to be on Renew Radio. And just for a second, let me give a shout-out to my family, Brooke Smith up here in Greensboro, North Carolina, Annette Smith. Let me also give a shout-out to my people in Middlesex, Michelle McDoom, as well as my mother, Cheryl Scarborough. Thank you for being in my family. Thank you for allowing me to be here. And so I just thank my family. I love, you know, it's so good to be married, you know, even with trials and tribulations that come with it. You know, if you really put forth an effort to actually do the job and want to be married, it'll be a blessing in your life. So tonight we're going to talk on a specific topic. And it's called a purified mind. Oh, before I get into it, I want you to check out Elia Pierce's book at www.eliapierce.com. It's under the Preservations tab. And I know a lot of people get my wife's name wrong, so let me spell it for you. I'm not trying to call you slow or anything, but it's A-I-R-R-E-I-A, like area code. Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, at eliapierce.com. Got it? Cool. So, the topic that we're talking about is the purified mind. And I know a lot of times we feel like, okay, this subject is only for single people. Okay, let me just get it straight. If you don't have a purified mind as a single, you can't expect to have it while you're married. And so this is for both single and married couples. And purity area, you talk a lot about this in your book. What is your definition of a purified mind, in your opinion?
In my opinion, purity transcends more than just sexual purity, but it takes into consideration also mentally,
right,
physically, spiritually pure. God says that blessed is the man who is pure in heart, for he shall see God. And so we think of purity as more than just, again, sexual, but it's our thought life. It's even, it goes into eating, how we're, are we honestly honoring our body and preserving it as a temple of God, taking care of it as a temple of God that it should be, because it houses the Holy Spirit. And so in that aspect, that's what purity is. So it's more, and I'll repeat it again, it's more than just sexual purity, but it takes into the aspect of mentally, spiritually, and physically.
That's so great, Aria. Just going to your book, I was just looking at a passage, and this book is awesome, by the way. Not because you're my wife, but it's awesome. And you know you got the chain. So when we talk about purity, on page 62 of your book, it says, I never considered asking God to cleanse my mind from any impure thoughts that might occur in my dreams. Now I see the importance of doing so, because when we are sleeping, our minds are not off limits to satanic attack. Satan will try to enter in our dreams when we are oblivious to the world. Therefore, at all times, we have to guard our hearts and minds. Instead of focusing on impure thoughts, I try to think of things that were pure, lovely, and right. And that's what the Word of God says, Ariel. It says, according to Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And so you're right. You're taking into consideration everything. It's just not sexual purity, because God, when he talks about purity, he talks about it in all aspects of your life. And I know we struggle with it when it comes sexually, but we don't think about eating. We don't think about our physical and our mental states of purity that we should also take into consideration. So also in your passage, it says that you were talking about on page 62 that Satan will send confusion to cause people to stay in a state of guilt and shame. As the father of lies, he deceives people by saying, if you were really a child of God, you would not have these impure thoughts.
True.
You are still aroused from your dreams, so God did not hear you. We must recognize that Satan will contradict the truth of God, so we have to hold firm to the truth. God never sends condemnation, only conviction, which encourages us to change through his love. And I think that was real good, Aria, because a lot of times, I know me personally, I feel like, oh, I'm saved. I shouldn't think these things, right? I shouldn't be thinking about this. What's wrong with me? I'm not really a child of God. And so the enemy will come bring those lies when God clearly says that we have to cast down arguments and every high thought. So that means when they come, we have the power through Jesus Christ to cast those things down. And so this is what the Lord laid on my heart, what the definition of purity was. Basically, the definition of purity from what the Lord gave me, it said the freedom through the confession and commitment of living a lifestyle for Jesus Christ from anything that will contaminate or defile the physical and mental components of a human being. And that comes from Galatians 5:1. Says, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in the slavery to the law. And also from 1 John 3:3, says, beloved, we are even here and now children of God, and it is now yet made clear that what we will be after his coming. Know that when he comes and is revealed, we will, as his children, be like him, because we will see him just as he is in all his glory. And everyone who has this, his hope confidently placed in him, purifies himself just as he is pure. And so I think that's a great definition, what the Lord had gave me for purity. So when we talk about purity, our mindset, we're all born in sin. I mean, I was born in sin. My whole thing was, area, when I was young out in the streets, I wanted booty. That's all I was looking at. That's all that came to my mind, and it came from the things that I was around, the movies that I watched, the pornography that I was in. So those things right there are a key part of purifying that keeps your mind impure. What about you? What about for women, Ariel? What is it that women go through from a mindset of impure thoughts? Because, you know, us as men, when we see something, we just like, oh, Lord. I mean, what do y'all look at?
Well, I'll speak personally for me, on behalf of just even when I think back to being single and even being a married woman, because sometimes you don't tend to want to talk about those thoughts because it's pretty much shunned in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's some sort of like, you know, that you're saved, you don't have those thoughts. But I would say at all times, you just have to, again, you want to meditate on the word, you want to think about those thoughts that are pure, because constantly there are impure thoughts that come into our mind. So it's up to what we do with those thoughts. Do we meditate on those impure thoughts? Or do we bring every thought into captivity into the obedience of Christ, as the word tells us to do? So that is a choice that we have to make on our own. And I know for me, as a single and even as a married woman, I recognize, like, I love to read books.
Right.
So I know as a single, I'll read Arabic novels or different, like, Holy One Ever, books like that I would love to read at the time. I realized that when I did give my life to Christ, it didn't go away automatically.
Yeah.
But when you accept Christ, his spirit on the inside causes you over time to let go of things that you may have been used to in the past.
Right.
And so I realized if I wanted to grow in Christ, I couldn't continue to feed my mind these impure thoughts, because it was putting images and visions in my mind that I didn't need. To have, especially if I wanted to walk in celibacy. And so I would just say, recognizing, I know for me, I'm dealing with a book. And then even as a married woman, recognizing there are certain movies that I may not be able to watch, even though I'm married. It just, I can't watch it. There's certain individuals, certain actors, and certain sexual scenes I can't watch.
Mm.
Because even as a married woman, you still have to walk in purity. Purity, again, is more than just for single.
Right.
It's for married couples, because as married, you want to keep your marriage dead undefiled. And so you have to be watching guard what you're watching on TV. I think that, you remember the movie 50 Shades of
Grey? Oh, Lord, I don't even talk about that. Yes.
You know, there's a lot of controversy over that particular movie, and it's also a book. But even, you know, and I definitely, don't get me wrong, I'm not condemning anybody who ever have read that or watched it. But I know I'm speaking personally for me. I can't watch things like that, because visually, whatever you put into your mind, you're feeding into your spirit, and it's going to affect, it's
are definitely the right area, I'm telling you. You got to be honest with yourself. I know if I went to see that movie, I'll probably be doing some stuff that...
You go go there.
But look, what we're going to do, we're going to take a short break to listen to my single featuring my beautiful wife and my sister, D. Jizzle, called The Preservation of Virginity. So, my friends, enjoy the music.
A gift considered special is the gift of virginity. From the day we are born, we are given this gift to watch and propose. We are supposed to be careful with whom we allow to influence us. We are faced with many temptations in life that challenges our desire to cherish our gift. From watching music videos to listening to specially explicit music, from hearing people brag around us with excitement about giving our gift away. They forget to mention that once our gift is gone, it is initially gone forever. Little girls are not allowed to be little girls for long. They are precious to the media, who brainwashes them on how to be a woman. A girl is a woman when her gift is gone, so they say. She grows up too fast in a world bombarded by crime, sex, and drugs. People are too busy to call for her, to listen to her, to teach her, to guide her to wait. People think of waiting as eternity. Some girls become too impatient to save their gifts. Through waiting, a girl feels power. A girl who learns to wait knows who she is and what she wants out of life. She respects her mind, body, and soul. Knowing she will make a virtuous wife. A girl that learns to wait is not weird. She is special because she waits on God. She waits on God to direct her actions. She knows she cannot say certain things to teen.
A gift to the world, miss you quite often. Enticed by the lust of anything that's walking. Cause purity ain't popular today. In a world where we think shacking is okay. Sex and a lot of chicks don't make you a man. It covers up all the pain that you hide inside. Take it to a bedroom and create soul ties. Now you walk with an ego that's based on lies. Even though we give away our own valuable treasure, Jesus died so we can get it back forever. Our choice to receive His grace gives us the strength to resist temptations we face. Sex is a symbol of insecurity. When we use it to cope with our vulnerability, your identity is not between your legs. We're the image of God by the word He said. We stand for the purity of Christ within us. We won't sell out to the sensual lust. Even when we tempted by our own desire to preserve your virginity and make God higher. We stand for the purity of Christ within us. We won't sell out to the sensual lust. Even when we tempted by our own desire to preserve your virginity and make God higher. Pretty brown eyes, hips, and thighs can deceive you. Even shorty with the outfit that is see-through. If you read to the Jesus today, He will bring you the one like He did for me. Sex is a beautiful thing when used correctly. Don't need safe sex when the Lord directs me. You wanna find a wife, not a one-night stand. Need to substitute the option for a one-night hand. If you're worth more than gold, treat your body that way. If you don't think so, see what God has to say. Cause your body is a temple perfectly constructed. Even if you're broke, busted, and disgusted. Ladies, you're not made to be a cheap thrill. Fellas, thug life will only get you killed. If you want to keep it real, stand up and be a man. Don't worry about your status, save yourself for God's plan.
We stand for the purity of Christ within us. We won't sell out to the sensual lust. Even when we
Jesus, we will remain, so you must sustain purity, maintain the distance, keep your faith, never lose your resistance. It's hard sometimes, but keep on having sex. Better yet, I must confess, I want success. Strive for more, never settle for less. Jesus Christ is the very best. give me strength when I'm put to the test. Until marriage, I'll keep going on. With help from the Lord, I will remain strong.
We stand for the purity of Christ in dinner. We won't sell out to sensual lust, even when we send in my hour with desire to preserve your virginity and make God higher. We stand for the purity of Christ in dinner. We won't sell out to the sensual lust, even when we send in my own desire.
If you have had premarital sex, you can always get your virginity back through repentance. Stand firm and keep yourself pure. One love.
Yeah, that is my single. Preservation of Virginity is actually based off the book by Aria Pierce, God's Gift to the World of Preservation of Virginity, featuring my sister, B. Jizzle. Preserve your virginity and make God higher. You know, a lot of times when we talk about preserving our virginity, Aria, it's hard. You know, when you talk about preserving your virginity, man, I'm just coming from a man's standpoint. It's like when I was on the campus of UNCG, all I seen was butt, breasts, and everything around. So it's hard for me to preserve. And this was from a standpoint when I wanted to live right and I gave my life to Christ. Now, I did backslide. So what I noticed I did wrong is I didn't have anyone to keep me accountable. Accountability is very key. If you really want to achieve a goal, just like anybody does when they exercise, anybody does when they have achieved any goal, you have somebody to keep you accountable. And I went to the altar and came back and thought it was it, but I didn't want to be around other men who were on the same path to help. And so when I actually implemented that, I noticed that I was able to preserve my virginity even when I got into a relationship. And so, preserving your virginity and make God higher. God is truly in it. He said he will make a way of escape. And, of course, we're going to have to escape lust because lust feels good. It's bad, but it feels good. So, we're back. We're talking about a purified mind. And so, we're talking about the consequences of implementing a purified mind, and we're talking about the benefits. And, you know, I'm coming from a standpoint of talking to people who actually are following Christ. I am non-believers. I could be talking to them too, but to keep it real, if I was non-believer and I'm listening to this, I wouldn't be a receptive because I would feel offended. Let's keep it real. Ain't that right, Miss Fizz? People feel offended. When you know that you're not following Christ, you feel offended. And then guess what? You're going to say, oh, Mr. S to the P up here, he's coming down on me. He's condemning me. No. See, if you already feel convicted about it, Mr. S to the P doesn't have to condemn you. Just like when I was in the world, when people were telling me, well, you know, that's wrong, I already felt convicted and I felt offended. But the conviction was already there. So, like we were talking about, a purified mind is more than just sex. It's also your physical aspect, how you take care of your body. You know, in this world, we deal with a lot of obesity. And when we talk about obesity, we're not talking about obesity as a result of some type of sickness or disease. We're talking about stuff willingly that you know you could avoid. Like, you see that big old Wendy's Baconator, and you know good and well that the doctor told you not to eat stuff like that, to change your diet, but you say, I'm going to do it anyway because I'm hungry. I don't care what nobody say. Yeah, that's pride. That's what we call pride. That's what I was talking about on my last show. So just preserving your virginity, but also taking care of your health. So when we talk about taking care of our health, we talk about exercising, eating food. Ms. Fierce, what do you think about that, taking care of yourself and also making sure that you eat the right foods?
When I think of that, I think of self-control, because I think of, even as a single, and I struggle with fornication as a single, and whether even before I came to Christ, of course, because I had no idea who Christ was. And so even when I came to Christ, I still hadn't changed yet, but he brought the changes in me.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, with the physical component, let's consider, we definitely encourage abstinence. But a term that I know a lot of people use now is called second virginity.
Right.
And second virginity is something that I'm definitely very passionate about, and I encourage other singles who are even saved to embrace second virginity and to know that it's possible. When I share that through my testimony, that I've not always been abstinent, even as a single, but when I came to Christ, I was eight, and God helped me. He helped me to show me that I could embrace second virginity and into marriage, and I was able to do that through the grace of God. And so I look at it with, as far as that sexually, and I also look at, as you were mentioned earlier, with the health and nutrition, that's also, we have to think about self-control. We may be controlling, having self-control in the area of sex, but do we have self-control when it comes to our plate and what we're eating, what we're putting into our body? Our body is still our temple. And God says, beloved, above all, I want you to prosper and be in good health.
Right.
So he desires that we be in good health and that definitely take care of our temple, more than just abstaining from sex, but yes, watching what we're eating as well. And that's something that I know God convicted me of. So if he would growing me in sexual purity and helping me to abstain from sex, even before I met you, before we were in a relationship.
Yes.
Because that was a testimony that, I know we don't often share with people, but God graced us to date for 2 years, never kissed, never did anything sexually. So that definitely is possible to be with someone and as a single, whether you date, engaged, and walk in purity. It is possible. But I know as God was helping me to embrace second virginity, I noticed that I still struggle with self-control as far as like when it comes to eating. And so he convicted me with that. And so when I think about lust is more than just of the eyes, well, sexual lust. It also goes back to food, because you can lust after food.
Right.
You can lust after other things, anything that replaces or fills the void in your heart other than in God. It is lust, because
right.
You're wanting that. You're desiring it more than God. So it is lust. It's more than just gluttony. It's lust. And so I felt convicted with that and asking God to strengthen me in that area and helping me to be pure, offering purity mentally, and telling myself I don't need to overeat. I don't need to overindulge. And so that's something that
I was sharing. And that's so good, Aries. You know, of course, this is my wife with me as a co-host on the show. So, okay, fellas, let me tell you how this works. This is me personally. You have to keep it real with yourself when you're in a dating relationship as a follower of Christ. When me and my wife did not engage in that, because, first of all, we talked about boundaries. I really wanted to live for Christ, and I had already backslid one time. Number two, I was honest with myself. I said she can't really touch me, she can't kiss me, she can't do nothing, because I'm going to get turned on. As fine as she is, you know, she got that Native American hair going down. It's, no, we can't do that. And she agreed with me. And vice versa, she told me some things that she wasn't able to do. So it was rough. I'm still telling you, even with that, it was still hard because we just came into a situation where it was like, man, whew, oh, we should get married one day. So as we go in together in this journey, we just want to encourage you that you can do it. And if you fall, get back up. The scriptures talks about a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. So if you already know that you have a willful heart to do it anyway, then that's not for you. But we're talking about the people who really, maybe they have failed, as a follower of Christ and things of that nature. Do not let the enemy beat you up. Oh, you fail, you're not saved no more. That's not it. You get back up just like you fall and you scar your knee. Guess what? God covers that wound. You ask for repentance. You repent and you move on and you keep going. You say, okay, we're going to do it again. I may have been defeated this time, but guess what? It's never over as long as you connect to the Father. So we're going to go to another music break. When we get back, we're going to continue to talk about this subject of a purified mind. This episode is brought to you by Sunshine Embrace Learning Center, where we are transforming lives and igniting minds. Sunshine Embrace. Let's do it together for the future. So let's go to Trinity 5:7 with My Body is the Lord's Temple.
Who do you think I am? I don't play these games. Not going out like that. Let me explain. Trying to feed myself. Don't pressure me. My spirit leads me to celebrate. I have to just be real, and I know it's bad. I wanna please my God, and I don't care. You can just leave now, but if you stay, there's gonna be no other way.
If it's love, then you can take it. If it's denied, don't you take it.
It's not yo, Trey. Hey, Trey, come here, man. Yeah, man. Hey, hey, sit on Daddy's lap, yo. I gotta talk to you, man. It's about time we had this conversation, man. I'm about to tell you a little story about the birds and the bees.
Oh, you mean like the animals? I like birds and bees.
No, well, matter of fact, yeah, they are the animals, man. Yeah, like the animals, birds and the bees.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
Yo, it was a sunny day, it was nice outside. Mr. B and his homies, they were chilling in a hive like, wow, we gotta get up out of this crib just to get some fresh air and scare some little kids. So Mr. B buzzed off, he was out in the sky. When this pretty young bird stood out in his eye, he said, wow, that chick is looking oh so beautiful. These feelings that I'm feeling, yo, they so unusual. He said, hi honey, would you be my honey? We can fly together cause today is quite sunny. I figured when I saw you it was worth a try, because I never in my life have met a bird this fly. She said, I'm flattered that you're interested in me, but mother bird has always told me not to mess with the bees. He said, wow, you really gonna listen to mom? Think if you don't fly with me, you gonna miss a good time. She figured she was grown, could make decisions on her own. So instead of her mom, she listened to hormones. Yeah. And since Mr. B broke and his money gone, he said he'd take chick back to the honeycomb. That's where he ruffled the feathers and said all type of sweet things like he never forget her. And for a while it was cool, it's like everything was sweet then. She was his chick and he was her bee friend. Till one day he got incredibly stressed. He flew by to see chick, it was an egg in the nest. He said, wow, chick, you either crazy or blind if you think there's any way that this baby is mine. She didn't argue, she just waited till it hatched and came out with some black and yellow stripes on his back. He said, wow, man, I guess this is my own child. Playtime's over, guess I gotta be grown now. Huh. It's a disaster, sonny, cause after that he had to pay chick half his honey, man. And instead of just depleting his wealth, she didn't spend it on her kids. He got some seeds for herself. See all the unnecessary drama Mr. B had. You gon' have the same problems if you be bad. So the message, start thinking for yourself. And until you get married, keep your fingers to yourself. That's for biblical reasons and your wealth and your health. Soon you ring it up, leave it on the shelf. Yep.
Wow, but Daddy, but I don't have a finger. I'm confused.
Son, it all makes sense later, man. Just go play, man.
Yeah, that was my boy Jay Black with the birds and the bees, keeping it real, breaking it down for even a child to understand that. The birds and the bees, you know what I mean, my friend? Ain't that right, Miss Fizz? All right, so we're coming to an end, but before I leave, I just want to throw out some practical actions that you can do to help keep your mind purified. Of course, without Jesus, we can't do nothing. And that's just keeping it real. So I may be coming from the man's standpoint, and my wife will come from a woman's standpoint. So here's some practical things for us men, single and married. And this is just my personal opinion. These are some things that help me. So, of course, meditate on God's word, specifically on your struggles with impurity. If you have those struggles, address it and be honest about it. Number two, acknowledge a woman's beauty yourself and keep it moving, single men. Don't turn back and look at her like, she got acknowledged to say, it's a beautiful woman if you see her, and keep it moving. Because I guarantee you, if you look back, that's when that image, you're going to meditate it. And it can also come in your dreams. And then that would be even worse. And then that leads to other things like masturbation, pornography, and other things. Number three, married men. If you come across that same issue, remind yourself of what you have at home. Now, if you're walking in a grocery store with your wife and you see a woman, focus on your wife. I don't care if your wife wears, like, one of those little wraps. at night and she in the grocery store like that. Acknowledge your wife. And please don't act like that, oh, I always look at my wife, she's so beautiful. You might, you should, but that's why your flesh battles against your spirit every day. And so I have to look at my wife. I have a picture of my wife on the phone. So if I even see somebody, I pick up their phone and I'm focused. And I have a nice picture of her, too, because my old wife is just off the chain. It's an area of fear. And lastly, be honest with yourself and be cautious of what you watch on TV, movies, etc. Now, my man, if you know that Sanaa Lathan is fine and you see her movies, maybe it's not a good idea for you to keep watching her in movies because you know most of the movies she ain't going to have no clothes on. So maybe you don't need to watch those movies. And that's just something for me personally, and I take practically, and for men, single and married, that you can do. Now, Ms. Pierce, what about yourself? Is there anything that you want to give to women, the single women and married women, as advice for purity?
There are actually 5 steps I would say to walk in maintaining purity, whether you're single or even if you're married. And first and foremost, definitely making sure that you have received salvation. I encourage anybody, anyone listen, you have not received the free gift of Jesus Christ anyway that gives us that salvation, that assurance, then definitely just know that based on Romans 10:9-10, that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. And just having knowing that with your heart, then you believe and you're justified. That is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Now, of course, walking in or being abstinent and purity, they're not exactly the same thing. So I'll use the term abstinent. So with abstinence alone, having good behavior, is not just going to help you to be saved. So I just wanted to clarify that. But just making sure everyone knows to receive salvation, number one. Of course, prayer, that helps putting up your guard, having accountability, as well as obeying the word of God. According to Psalm 119, how can a young person stay on the path of purity, obey the word of God?
That is so good.
That is so good. So that's our show for today. Check us out next time, Wednesday at 9:30, where we'll talk about the environment of grace. Peace.